Chapter 4. A few days later, Joan Durbeyfield received a letter from the Durbeyfields. They offered Tess a job taking care of their chickens and other birds. "I'm sure she wants to recognise you as part of the family, Tess. The job is only an excuse to have you in her house," said Joan Durbeyfield happily. "I'd like to stay here with you," said Tess. "But why?" asked her mother with surprise. "I don't really know, Mother. I don't feel comfortable about going there," answered Tess. "I'm going to look for work here in Marlott." A week later, as Tess returned from looking for work in their village, the children met her with shouts of, "Tess, the gentleman's been here!" "He's a very handsome young man," said her mother, smiling. "I can see he's interested in you, Tess. He and his mother really want you to go to work for them." "I'll think about it," Tess said. Joan Durbeyfield and the younger children finally convinced Tess that she had to take the job with the Durbeyfields. Joan started to daydream again about life after Tess married the gentleman. On the day that Tess said goodbye to her family, she was wearing her best white dress and she had just washed her long dark hair. A wagon was waiting at the top of the hill to take her bags. As Joan watched from a distance, she saw a small carriage come out of the woods and stop next to Tess. Tess did not immediately get up beside the young man who was driving the carriage. She stood talking and shaking her head for a few minutes before she finally got into the seat next to him. Joan said to her husband, "Perhaps I should have found out more about the young gentleman."
"Well, it's too late now," answered John Durbeyfield.
The driver of the small carriage was Alec Durbeyfield, and he drove the carriage very fast. Tess was terrified and grabbed his arm.
"Let go of my arm and hold on to me round the waist," he shouted.
Poor Tess had no choice. "Please don't drive so fast," she begged.
"Let me give you a kiss and I'll stop,"
he answered, laughing.
"I don't want to be kissed by anyone," said Tess.
Alec went even faster.
"Oh, all right, if it's the only way to make you stop," the frightened girl finally said.
But as Alec moved forward to kiss her, Tess turned away and Alec almost fell off the carriage.
"If you move away again, I'll drive even faster," Alec shouted angrily.
"I really don't want you to kiss me. Please don't," said Tess with tears in her eyes.
But Alec insisted and kissed Tess on the cheek. She quickly took out a handkerchief and rubbed the place where he had kissed her. Alec was furious when he saw this and insisted on kissing her again. But at that point, Tess's hat blew off. Alec stopped the carriage and Tess jumped down to get her hat.
"I shall walk from here," she said, putting her hat on.
"You did that deliberately," shouted Alec. "Get up here. It's 5 or 6 more miles to the house."
"I don't care. I'm going to walk," said Tess.
"I won't try to kiss you again, I promise," laughed Alec.
But Tess refused to get into the carriage, and Alec had to drive slowly beside her as she walked towards Trantridge.